Blog Talk Radio.
Back to Journey into the Light. I am. Hang on. That's my son. So we're here. We're live here. We got the Sisters Psychic Roundtable. How about that? You don't see that too much, but yes, we have Angel Cusack and her sister Colleen with us, and they're both going to be taking your calls for psychic readings. It's very rare, and we don't do this much at all, but both the sisters have a deep heart and really have they really know what spirituality is, which is starts with love, and that all circles back to the reason we're doing the show tonight, to benefit our homeless project that you probably have heard me talk about for the past, especially since December. Jennifer Taylor, who runs Quantum Touch Healing Modality, who's my co-host on LA Talk Radio. She also is my partner in this, and it's where we take donations straight to the streets. I go to the streets, and I here in Oklahoma City, and I especially like tomorrow afternoon, Fridays. I can't wait. I tell you, I love it. Because there's nothing more beautiful than we can do than help our fellow neighbor. Just nothing. I mean, just I'll just leave it at that. There's just nothing. And you know, we all could be, and we are. I mean, they say that 70% of Americans are one paycheck from being homeless, and that's so true. Or one disaster, one medical. Disaster that puts us in bankruptcy. I've been through a tornado in 2013 that destroyed our home, that made us homeless, except for the goodness of having insurance, and that didn't cover everything, but having friends that really helped us out. But there people think that people on the streets have bums are, just a lot of bad, negative, and it's not true. I've met many who I know are angels, and the Bible, it even speaks about that many are in disguise and they're angels, but that's why they're not showing up as angels or Jesus, because then everybody would give, right? And that's the whole, the whole situation there. So, it's about making a difference. And people want to separate us and them and our country and them. And it's not, we're all one, we're all connected. And it's like understanding that and doing something about it. Because by you donating, you actually can make a difference. A lot of times we'll see, things on TV or wherever, and you'll see people suffering, people hungry, people that don't have a roof over their head, and we'll get frustrated because we feel like there's nothing we can do about it. But there is. I mean, I actively put the pictures. I even this week put a video out so you can actually see directly your donations making a difference for someone else. And that's what it's all about. We do have the link on the show page right up top to go to the GoFundMe, to make a donation. Any amount is helpful. We've had people donate as much as 100. We've had people donate 50, 20, 10, $5. It all is it all helps. It all comes together, and the people that are on the street are very gracious for the help, without a doubt. And so the link is there on the top of the page, and you're not required to to get a reading to donate, but I will. As far as my way of paying it forward and giving back, I will take the people who donate first on this 30-minute show. We'll probably go about 30 minutes. So if you want to donate now, we'll see that. And you can either use the GoFundMe or you can use PayPal, whatever works for you there. And again, the phone number to call in, 347-884-8245 is the number to call in to the radio show here on Journey into the Light. And And I just want to play this one clip here from a homeless soul talking about what it's like to be on the streets. And this is what we're trying to help. Okay, should be starting here in a second. Again, the phone number, 347-884-8245 is the number.
My name is Ronald Davis. I've been on the street for about a year and a half now. Well, I come from the suburbs. Life, you know, which is rough. And, I mean, I didn't sleep in the Lower Wacker. I didn't sleep on the bridges. I didn't sleep in the little cardboard boxes and stuff, you know, just surviving, especially in the wintertime is the hardest time. And, like, I go to a few lot of applications for a job and stuff. They look at me, you know, I'm not looking presentable. And then they, well, we'll call you, leave a number. But how can I leave a number when I don't have a phone? So it's just a struggle out here, you know. I just, you know, from day to day, people, I come out here and panhandle with my cup right here at the Metro train station. People come off bringing me sandwiches and stuff like this here. And I start out in my morning about 6 o'clock. You know, sometimes I don't even have enough to go to the flop house. You know, sometimes the flop house is a cheap place and they number $16 for 24 hours right over there on Clark and Van Buren. And a lot of times I don't have enough money for that, so I had to end up sleeping in the park or on one of these benches downtown or something like this. And then the security guards come and run you off about 5 or 6 in the morning. So by 6 o'clock I started panhandling and trying to survive. And like I said before, some days I don't even have enough to get it wrong, so I just sleep on the street. But I depend on the people that's coming off the train, because most of them, I give them respect. You know, most of them like me. They come out and give me clothes and food and stuff like this here, so I can survive. Give me a few bucks and everything, and I add it up at the end of the day and get me a little room for the night. And whenever I'm not fortunate enough to get the room, I just sleep in the street wherever I can. It's really humiliating to be shaking a cup 24 hours a day and people just look at you like you're some kind of little bum, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I have had people to walk past me and say, "Get a job, bum." And I said, "Wait a minute, I'm not a bum, I'm a human being." And it's hard. But after the end of the day, when people go home and everybody get on the Metro train, and then I just feel so bad that I can't be going home. You know, I mean, I'm sorry. But it's really emotional, because I'm really trying to get myself together and get off this tree. You know, and I don't care what it's doing. If I can get a job and through this humidity, you know, I mean, you just lose all your humility when you're shaking a cup begging. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can look at a person and tell if they gain your respect or not. You know what I mean? A lot of people look at you like you're just a piece of crumb. You know, I had one guy walk past me and talk about me so bad, and then I just looked at him. I said, "God bless you, sir." He walked past and went down the street, come right back. And he said, "You know what, man, I had a bad day." He said, "I'm sorry for even calling you that." He said, "Because I know you're a human being." He said, "Would you accept my apology?" I said, "Apology accepted." He went in his pocket and gave me $30 and said, "Go get you a room and get you something to eat." You know what I mean? I mean, you know, no matter what people think about me, I know I'm a human first. And just because I'm down on my luck, don't give nobody no excuse to call me no bum. Because I'm not.
And it's just, when you hear directly from the homeless people, it brings you to tears. And yesterday I saw Charles. Charles is someone that sat near my local Walmart. I told him if I ever see him on the corner, I will stop. And even though I didn't have time because my show was getting ready to start, I did a 180 and swung back, and I put it on, it's up there on Facebook on video. And I said, "Charles, today I'll give you $20, brother. Take care." And usually, like he was saying, Charles will use that money to get a place for a room that night. And that's the difference. that we can make. And the link is there on the top of the page. And I don't know about you, but that moves me. That makes a difference in my life. And that's why I do this. And that's why I talk about it. And I do appreciate everybody listening. Okay, we're going to get on with the show here. And let's bring on Angel and Colleen to the show. Welcome, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. Hi, Mike. Thank you for having us.
How are you doing? Yeah,
it
was a pleasure.
Very moving hearing the man's speech.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ronald, very touching for Ronald. And I wish him well, the poor man.
Too bad they couldn't just have some kind of a place where people could go to collect messages, collect mail, take showers, go to, you know, use the bathroom, and other people could donate clothing at that location. Because I know a lot of people would like to help these people, but they're just not sure how. I saw something on TV where there was a woman that put up, people donate, that she hung up hangers on a big fence. And people just donated and hung stuff on these hangers, and homeless people could come and get clothing and shoes and stuff. And it was really cool how they did it.
Yeah, and that's the thing is everybody pitching in. You know, we give out either food, drink, or money, and then there's others people doing like what you're doing and shelter and things like that. Like the person there just talking, he takes the money and he hopefully can get a room that night, like he was saying, which was so sad that everybody else is going home and he's left there underneath the bridge. And
that was very sad. Touching.
And probably really hungry. He'd rather use the money to buy something to eat, not go sleep,
right? Exactly.
Yeah,
they're very hungry.
Yeah.
Everybody feels like they have a purpose, too. If you get up every day and have something to do, even if you're crabby or you don't have everything in order the way you like it, at least you have a purpose. And once you lose your sense of purpose, it sets in depression, and that's really sad. I mean, you got to have some kind of purpose.
Well, I found when I did the homeless lunch, Christmas dinners, that a lot of those homeless people were there because they lost a child. And
that's so sad.
They snapped and they broke. They couldn't. And that was why they were homeless. They couldn't function. They have nervous breakdowns.
They were normal
like me or you,
Yeah, right. They were once productive, and because people think, these were, people that were born this way. That's not true.
No.
And like you said, with a child, and I just want to add to that, Angel, what you're saying about a child. I once saw this story on 2020 on the show on Friday nights on ABC, and they did a interview with this guy who was underneath the bridge in New Jersey, and they asked him, why is he here? What happened in his life? And what happened in his life about 10 years prior to this interview, he had a family, he was working, he had two daughters. Well, one of his daughters was abducted, raped brutally, and barely survived.
God.
And they caught the guy who did it, and he got off on a technicality. So the father was enraged, as you can imagine. And he found this guy and beat him so bad that he almost killed him. So the father ended up going to prison for 8 to 10 years. Yeah.
And then when he
came out, his family left him. He was homeless, and he was under the bridge. So there's his story.
Oh, wow.
That's terrible.
And when I turn their back on him, that surprises me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That poor guy.
Well, I know when people have kids, it puts you into a certain state of vulnerability when you have kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then if something happens to that kid, it affects you in a way that other people can't relate to unless they have a kid. And when I lived in Paris, there was a doctor. I didn't know he was a doctor. He was a homeless man, and he was really sad. It was so sad. He would be falling down the stairs and sleeping on the stairs. And he was the top surgeon in Paris. And the reason that he got to that point was because his wife died, and he had a nervous breakdown. And he was 70. He was 70.
Mm-hmm.
Sandwiches and stuff like that, but it was so sad. know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah. So the link to the listeners for to donate and make a difference is there on the show page right up top. The GoFundMe link is there. And so let's take our first call, ladies, and let's go to area code 858. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my first name is Anne, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good. I was going to ask you, what kind of questions can we ask? Yeah. Is it like a mediumship or just real-life psychic questions?
Whatever you want.
Right, whatever you'd like.
Well, I just like real-life psychic questions, if it's possible.
Of course.
So, the beginning of the year was very difficult in terms of relationships, I mean, romantic relationships. And I was wondering if you see any improvement in this area.
Can I ask you what sign you are?
Gemini.
Astrologically, what sign are you?
Gemini.
You know, I just want you to be aware that the Geminis, the Virgos, the Pisces, and the Sagittarians have been in a once-in-a-30-year alignment with the planet Saturn. And it's been going on for 2.5 years. Today kickstarts a break you're getting. Saturn's going to retrograde. So from today until September 23rd, you won't be tested. Then it's going to come back, and it's going to be there till December 20th. So for the past 2.5 years, things have been a bit challenging. And you're out of the eye of the dragon, so to speak, the hardest part of everything. But you're going to have a break this summer. And, you know, it feels like you're going to have a couple of one or two at people actually coming towards you through the summer months, and that the right one isn't coming until next year around the spring. I think his name might be Matt or Mike or something with an M. Colleen, what do you think?
I feel that, can I ask you if, are you having a hard time? Do you have a?
No, I don't. I
no,
have a daughter.
You have no children. Do you have a daughter? Do you have a male around you that's younger that's giving you a bit of a hard time right now?
Yes.
He's a little bit quick to the temper.
My ex-boyfriend gave me a hard time, and the boyfriend is younger, and this other person,
right.
He's a year. I mean, the boyfriend is older. The other person is very younger.
Okay. The younger, I don't mean to cut you off, Angel. I'm sorry.
No, I'm
I have a tendency to just start picking up, and if I cross over, I apologize.
No.
I feel like the younger one, it kind of gets you going, and you're a pretty calm individual. It takes a lot to really get you going.
Disappointment in the last 2 months. Very. You're very.
You're giving too. I I'm not a psychologist or anything, but I think you're kind of paddling the younger male that's kind of getting you going, and he's very disrespectful, and with your feelings, and you constantly are trying to keep him happy, and you know what? You don't have to. You know he's relying on you too much. I'm not picking up too much of the older one, but I'm picking up a lot of the younger one. You have to stand a little firmer with this one, okay? Does this seem to at all click to you or no?
I'm just not that firm person by nature. I'm very peaceful.
Yeah.
I'm not the person to argue or to constantly create, you know, conflict situations.
Stay that way. Stay yourself. If this person's causing so much conflict, say goodbye. They need to grow up. They need to change.
There are some other reasons. Can't, unfortunately. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
but,
I had
you know, I feel there's been a lot of interference. The people you've been around have not been the ones that you're supposed to be with. So there's going to be situations that arise out of the blue that pull the two of you apart right now. And what Saturn's trying to do with you is trying to put you on the right path. Saturn always has a method to its madness. There's a big reward coming when you get through this. It's only once every 30 years you got to go through this. But on December 20th, you're going to be let out of jail, so to speak, and you'll find a lot of these chains and these restrictions are going to fall away. But just know that you are a little bit blocked until that time. But next year is going to be a whole new kettle of fish for you. You said you're a Sagittarius. You're going to, just so you know.
I am Gemini.
I'm sorry. I meant Gemini. I know you said Gemini. But
Geminis are having a hard time.
What?
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Gemini,
Sagittarius, Pisces, and Virgo are all the ones under attack right now. And they've been for 2.5 years. But the thing of it is, in about, let's see, today is April, Gemini.
7th.
So in 2 years, just so you know, in 2 years, you're going to have all the blessings of the universe. Like, sorry, not this fall, but next fall. So this fall, you're going to have your blessings in the house of day-to-day routines and work and contracts and employment. But next fall, you're going to have a every 12-year blessings in the arena of love. That's where you meet your soulmate. That's where you meet your the love of your life. So that's no wonder, because I do see it coming in next year, which makes perfect sense because you've got Jupiter next fall. And then you have that for a whole year where you are divinely brought love. And it's the most advantageous you'll have for another 12 years. So don't take anyone or anything seriously right now until you get through this phase, because it's for you. Because it's not only shown you what you want, but it's shown you what you don't want. And the person that's going to be coming is going to it's almost going to come so easily, you're going to not believe it's happening when this person does come. And
that's great.
Yeah.
He will be younger than me, older than me?
Pardon?
Do you know if this person will be older than me or younger than me?
No, he'll be about a few years older than you. How old are you?
I don't want to tell on the radio.
Well, that's because to me,
I'm over 50.
I don't know what your age is, but this guy, I would say, is in his 50s.
Okay, it's about probably
my age. Is that older than you? I don't know. I would assume you don't sound that old to me, but that's why I was trying to figure out. I mean, I don't care what your age is, but I'm just when I see flashes, I need to compare it to something. So.
Yeah. That would be great.
Yeah.
I'm picking up that you are attracted to younger men, even though it's
their
just
energy.
Something about the more fun, their energy. And also there's three females around you that kind of pick at you. I don't know if it's at work or if it's at home. There are three females that kind of get you going a little bit, upset you a little bit. They're good people, but they got to control what they say because they're talking to you at a sensitive time. Do you find this to be true?
I don't know anyone. I don't talk too many females. And
no
the
female?
Ones that I do, they're very supportive, just maybe one person.
Oh, that's
I don't
great.
Know. I wish I could speak to more, but sometimes it's difficult to tell many things. And I don't have that close friend that I can share all this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... If you have five friends on your hand, you have the world at your feet. You know, it's so important. Our great support system.
All right. We thank you
thank
for
you
your
so
call.
Much. Yeah, good luck to you.
Thank
and
you so much.
Blessings, much love. Okay. All right. Thank you. Angel, now it's at the bottom of the hour, 30 minutes. Do you need to go?
Yeah, I don't care. It's okay. Yeah.
I'm fine.
Colleen.
I know Colleen is good.
Yeah,
good
I'll
to
be
go.
Okay.
She's good to stay. But no, really, I've got.
I don't know.
I have someone else that will fill in if you need to. So we'll be all right. I want you to.
No, it's all right. I'll do it.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah. Positive.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let's go next then to Jessica in New York. Welcome, Jessica, and thank you for your donation to the homeless. Mission.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how are you
Hi,
today?
You? Having a rough time.
Ah.
Okay, what's going on? about a week ago, my boyfriend broke up with me, and we've been dating on and off for 11 years.
Okay. Oh, my God. That's a long time.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
You sound too young to have had a boyfriend 11 years.
I'm 30.
Yeah, that's young.
Yeah.
You were with him since you were 19 or 18?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. What sign are you?
Sagittarius.
Oh, another Sag.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're sorry. Did you? I don't know if you listened to what I said to the last caller, but the Sages, the Geminis. She was a Gem. You're a Sag. Virgo and Pisces are going through the hardest alignment of your lives right now. It's a once in a 30-year alignment with the planet Saturn, where it's trying to push you into the right place. Whatever. I understand that you're pretty brokenhearted right now about this, but What could you say the name of the guy? The first name, not the last name. Please don't ever say last names to us. But what was his first name?
Lee.
You know, Lee's a kind of like he's a good person, but he doesn't really know what he wants. And my concern with Lee is he's gonna. I feel there's another person around him, to be honest with you, and. Once he realizes what this person is like, he's going to try to get back with you. And you should not let him back through the door again. And I understand that people make mistakes and people, you know, can have affairs and you can get back together with that person. But this is a little bit different. It's like you guys have kind of grown apart. And it's a blessing in disguise what's going on right now. It's just so you know, this fall your blessings are going to be in the coming October 10th. Your blessings are going to be hidden behind closed doors. Anything you do behind closed doors, meditation, therapy, writing, whatever it is behind closed doors, but anything no one else sees, you're blessed in for a year, but. Come next fall, you're going to be the golden child of the zodiac. You're going to be in what's called the Jupiter return, which means you've got 12 houses in your zodiac wheel, and in each place, you're going to be blessed for a full year. It's called a Jupiter return, and it's an extremely spectacular time of your life. You'll have everything. You'll love, money. It's a magical thing. You only get 6 Jupiter returns in a lifetime, and 2 don't count because 1 you're too young and 1 you're too old. So you should look towards the future. I would try to detach from Lee and be careful because he's going to try to suck you back in, you know. And I know you're going to be a little bit like because you're a very loyal person, and you're going to be tempted. But what's coming for you down the road is you're going to be relieved this breakup happened. But you are going to find out somebody's keeping a secret from you as well. And it's somebody that you know and somebody that you would think of as your friend that knows something that's going on with Lee. Colleen, what do you pick up, Colleen?
I honestly pick up that I feel that Lee will try to come back to you. But I have to honestly ask you, is there another male around you that's a good friend that you confide in and talk to?
Not really.
No, because I see Lee coming back, but I see another individual around you that's trying to win your affections, and they're a good person too. And they're a lot different than this Lee person, but I do see them both trying to get your attention. And you're a very loving person. Did you grow up by the water?
Yes. I actually lived in Coney Island.
Oh, wow.
Is that? And
York.
Did you move away from the water then after a while? Are you away from
yes,
it right now?
I moved out to Long Island.
Okay. Water's always around you. It's good for you. And it seems like a lot. If you knew, there's so many people out here that want to meet you and see you, and they're good people. And, you know, you're going through a heartache. right now, but he's going to come try to get your attention again, and there is somebody else around you that you already know that cares about you quite a bit. And do you have a horse?
No.
No, there's a big animal by you, like a horse or a big dog, but it looks like a horse to me. I do sense that real strong.
We lived together for 6 years, and we had a dog together.
Was it a big dog, like a Great Dane or a Lab? Okay, that's what I'm saying. Was it? Okay.
Well, it was a shepherd pit.
Is the dog with the ex right now? Does he have the dog?
Yes.
The dog
dog misses you a lot, I bet, because it felt like the energy of the dog missing you was affecting the guy too. So it's like they were bouncing off one another.
Yeah. My thing is too is that we were friends before we became together.
Right.
And my parents live across the street from him.
Oh wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
You mean
so
in New York,
asking
the
them,
island?
Did you?
I'm sorry.
Your parents live in California too?
No, we live in New York.
Oh, I thought you said you lived in California. I'm sorry.
What do you like the most about this guy?
I feel like that we both lost our way. And,
yeah.
It's hard to, like, say what I love about him now because things are different.
So different, yeah.
And, like, I secretly hope that, like, one day things would get better between us.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, on top of this challenging aspect you have with Saturn, you're also in another challenging aspect, which is called the Saturn retrograde. And that comes in for everyone at the age of 28, and it lasts for 6 years. And it pulls everything away on everything that means something to us emotionally, friends, jobs, careers, everything. So those ages are, that age, 28 to 34, is the most challenging time of your life emotionally. So whatever happens at this time is clearing the decks for what's to come. I know that you still hold a torch for this person, but that you're if you were to get back with him, that would fade away over the next couple of years. So you might want to work on just cutting him out of your life. Do your parents see him all the time? Is that what you were going to say?
Well, they live right across the street,
so they
see
live him.
So they see him probably. Don't ask about him.
Well,
try to cut him out of your life for a while, you know. Did they always tell you all? So
his mom and his sister text me to see how I am and stuff like
that. That's nice, though.
So. Right now,
where he is going to try to get back with you, and you may like smack him or punch him or push him away. So you're going to be pretty strong about not get all the facts of what happened. You know,
okay.
Because
so
this guy is—he's hiding a secret from you. He is. And you know, I mean, that you guys were together when you were kids, pretty much. You know, I kind of understand how people grow apart. Of course, you know, when you're young and you're—that's the love of your life. And but this guy that's coming to you very soon is going to completely erase the feelings you have right now. So, you know, you may want to just look to towards what's coming. There is, I don't know, do you ever talk to gods, goddesses, or ascended masters, or saints, or angels, or anything like that?
I talk to, sometimes. I talk to, my grandma who's passed and stuff.
Okay. You know, in ancient days, you know, they had the temples. The temples were intact for 5,000 years. They were immaculate. They had plumes and incense and... people would leave offerings and they were immaculately kept. But above the top of every temple, it said, if you neglect the gods will neglect you. So you have to ask them to help you when you're in a situation that you want a shift with. And the person you ask for help with love is called Isolde. Isolde is an ascended Celtic goddess. And ask her to help you. Ask her to please bring you your soulmate love. She is so unbelievably helpful. There are no words. And, you know, just try to ask the spirit. You got, it's really good to ask specific spirits for specific things. And so she's who you ask for love, Isolde, okay? So
mm-hmm.
before you go to bed at night, just ask her to please help you bring you soulmate love and help you heal from this pain. But, you know, I don't want to, even though I'm saying he's going to come back, he's going to repeat this pattern with you. So let's just say that you took him back. He's going to, a couple years later, you may have a child or something, and he's going to go off and, you know, leave for another person. So he uses you like a safety net. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what he's using you like, because he knows if he snaps his fingers, he can get you back. But he needs to see that you've moved on. And so if he texts you or he calls you or, you know, when I should say he does these things, you need to really, I would block him. I wouldn't even give him the time of day. It's not worth it. There's nothing he can say that's going to make up for his behavior. And you'll see it's a blessing in disguise as time goes by. You'll be so happy all this happened.
Okay.
So happy.
All right. Okay, Jessica. Hope that helps.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Jess, good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's take one more call here. Angel, you're still good?
Yes, I'm okay.
Okay. Okay, let's go to Texas and Annette. Welcome to the show, Annette.
Hi, Mike and everyone. How are y'all this evening?
Good.
Awesome.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm having a little bit. I'm a little bit at war with myself. My confidence is a little shaken right now because my husband and I got into a really big argument.
Okay.
The argument is always about money, and I have been to open a bookstore that has a diner in it since I was a teenager.
Wow.
And, and I have a really big dream about this. It's just been in my mind's eye for years, and you know, I know that there's supposed to be a retention bonus that they're supposed to be giving us at work at the end of July. And I was really excited, and I told my husband about it, and he's like, oh, great, well, you can help us, you know, that'll help us in rent and all this. And I'm like,
well,
see, and well
honestly, right here, you put out. What did he say?
Yeah,
hello?
He said, well, great, can you hear me?
Can you what?
Dang. Oh, sorry. I'm right here. Sorry, I'm a girl.
I can't hear what you said. Your husband said, can you sing?
Yeah, he's asking me if I can, you know, he's like, well, you know, we can use this money to pay for bills and all this stuff. And I'm like, well, why don't, you know, honestly, I want to use this to put money towards my bookstore.
Okay.
And he goes, well, I don't really think that's a really great idea. I think you should put it, you know, what's that going to do? We're, you know, this, that, and the other. It's ridiculous. It's just an idea.
Okay.
And
what sign is your husband?
We're both Taurus.
Okay, yeah, he sounds like a Taurus. I knew right away when he said that he was a Taurus.
Yeah.
And Taurus are really good with money. They're really good with the physical world. They're good with things that are more concrete. You know, it's anything, buildings, real estate, mining, stuff like that. You know, because Taurus is like, you guys are really methodical and meticulous. let me ask you. So you've got this bonus, you said. But what I was confused with was you said something about, does that mean you're getting it in July, or they owed it to you from July?
They're talking about it. It was in a mass email for everyone.
Okay.
That it's supposed to be a retention bonus for everyone. For the 10 years. So each person that works, you know, they've been for a 10 years, 2 years working, a contracted employee, but they're wanting to, you know, give me a retention bonus for staying on for as long as I have.
Okay.
Is
there a way that you could split it so that half pays your bills and half starts your business? Is that possible? I mean, I can't say I totally disagree with your husband. Let me explain.
Right.
Right now, it's the economy is going to go through a little bit of a hard time, and
mm-hmm.
you might be better off just. I'm not saying to just you're. I think you're would do wonderful with your business, but you haven't fine tuned enough yet. I mean, and
mm-hmm.
just get your bills more under control. Just get that. Just get it done. Just get it out of the way. But know that, you know, all the money you get in the future, just take 20, maybe 10 or 20% of whatever penny that comes through your fingers. And have an account that's just for your bookstore, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that every single, even part of this, that bonus you're going to get, take 10 to 20%, whatever you can afford, and just have a special
mm-hmm.
account that's just for your book dream, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then what you'll find is after you get you'll find that money starts to flow towards you because you're being practical with it and you're not
mm-hmm.
spending it crazily, or it's like a harebrained idea. But I have to tell you, I don't get a good vibe on your bookstore right now, but
mm-hmm.
I do in 2 years. So,
that's,
you know,
good.
Solidify yourself right now. And like I said, even if you get like a $20 refund from the electric company, put $4, 20% of that away into your special fund for your bookstore. But besides the economy, the other thing is, were you thinking of doing a consignment store with this bookstore or something with consignment?
Like, consignment. I know the word, but I forget. I'm sorry.
But you know when people bring you stuff and then you give them a ticket and then you keep it in your store and then when it sells, you get like 60% and they get like 40%. So it's like you sell it for them and then you make all this money and you get all the merchandise
mm-hmm.
for free. But you might want to think about doing something like with, you know, whatever item you like jewelry or clothing or, you know, on top of the books. So you have a consignment shop and a bookshop, half-half. So all your merchandise is going to come to you for free and you're still going to profit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll still profit from – that's what I see you doing, something with consignment. And you might
mm-hmm.
want to maybe think about doing a class in starting a consignment shop or doing something,
okay.
maybe online. There's a course – I would assume someone's got a class somewhere about it. But do feel that you've been in the Library of Alexandria in ancient Egypt a long time ago, and that's something in – and you hid books. There was a big fire, and you helped hide books. And
mm-hmm.
it got burnt down, that Library of Alexandria. And there's a part of you that wants to rebuild it. You know what I mean? So, you know, you may want to have a theme with this place that it's something to do with that burnt down Alexandria Library. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When you do it. But now, just, you know, just take 20% of all your bonus, all your earnings, all the money. Every single penny that comes through your hands, 20%, put it in your bookstore fund and just get ready for when you are ready to pull the trigger on that.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's the consignment store that's going to make you the money. You know, the passion with your books
mm-hmm.
is great, but
mm-hmm.
it's not going to bring the money. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, you want to know why it's not going to? Because Amazon it gives thousands of books away for free. And,
yeah.
And Amazon is pretty much decimating everyone all over the country. JCPenney's going out of business soon in my neighborhood, and I live right near Aspen. But it's just, you know, the economy's the bricks and mortar is changing. You know what I mean? It's too bad pot wasn't legal down there, because you should start a pot shop and do it with the books. Because then you'd, like, print money then. You would print money hand over fist. Seriously. But you know, I hear what your husband says, and just so you know, we're in what's called on Sunday, we're in the shadow phase right now, but on Sunday we go into what's called a Mercury retrograde, and a Mercury retrograde causes great communicative problems, challenges. Sometimes you'll email someone twice and they'll say, I never got that, and they really didn't get it. So people don't get messages, people miscommunicate with one another. So know that we're in this Mercury retrograde. We're going to be in it we're still in the shadow until the end of next month. To be honest with you, five of the major planets are retrograde, and this is a problem because this is rare. So if energy isn't being given to us from the universe to help us do anything. So it's all about reevaluating, rethinking, anything that begins with RE, that's what you need to do over this month and next month, okay? But I do agree with your husband where, you know, just take that 20%, give him the 80% to, you know, pay off whatever, and you'll start to notice other things will start to come to you, and you'll find money is coming in through different sources from that. Money is an energy that's actually quite easy to attract. One of the things you might want to do, let's say one of your deepest desires is to have that library, or you need money for the library, give whatever it is you want a symbol, not words, but a symbol. And what would be your symbol for your money to have your bookstore? What would your symbol be? Like a book or something?
Would that be that or a strawberry, because I also want to be a diner inside of it.
Okay, that's cute. That's so cute. And then, okay, so just close your eyes. I'm going to show you how to manifest something and magnetize it. Close your eyes, and I want you to see that symbol hovering before you. So if any of our listeners want to know, you can do this with love. You can do this with money, a new car, a house. You want a kid, you know, a kid, the healing for a disease, whatever it is. All you got to do is give what your desire is a symbol. And see that symbol hovering before you. And I want you to very silently breathe the white light in through the crown of your head, white light, and then out through the solar plexus towards that symbol. And then wrap that symbol up all around in that light. And then when you're ready, I want you to breathe that symbol back down through the light so that when you breathe out, I want you to feel it landing in your solar plexus. And so just do that. I know it's so you're going to breathe the light towards the symbol. And then when you're ready for the next breath, breathe the symbol. As you breathe in, breathe the symbol down through the light. So when you breathe out, you feel it landing in your solar plexus. So that's how you magnetize things into your auric field. Your aura is a quadrupolar. You're a magnet. It's a fluid magnet. And it's a powerful tool. But you just have to learn how to use it properly. But you're on the right track. You know, you are on the right track. You just need to, like, keep a notebook and write down little notes of what it is you want to do. And and just get ready, because in about 2 years you'll be ready to start it.
I can't wait. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
All right. Well, thanks for your call. Hope that helps, Annette.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye, Annette.
Good luck to you.
Bye. Thank you. I appreciate
it. Sure.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
And before we close, ladies, do you want to let the folks know Angel, do you want to start how folks can reach you for, like, private sessions?
Right. Yes, of course. If anybody wants to do a reading with me, you can contact me at my website, angelville.net, angelville.net, or you can email me angelinaspen@aol.com. And also, I'm probably going to be doing online classes in the next few months. So if anyone's interested, drop me a line and I'll put you on my list. Thank you. I You have said that the callers are the most loveliest people that are calling in, and you really, I can, you, we can feel their pain, you know.
Wonderful people.
Yeah, Colleen, go ahead.
I wanted to say that you have the nicest callers, the sweetest people.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah,
well, thank you.
Yeah. Very nice.
Colleen, how can everybody reach you?
they can reach me at Colleen the Reader. Colleen the Reader at AOL.com, or they can call me on my cell at 440-821-6379, or contact my sister Angel. She has a link and a site. That'd be awesome. Whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
Okay, well, great. You ladies are wonderful. I've enjoyed our Thursdays. We had two donations today, so I want to thank Carla and Jessica for supporting the homeless.
Oh,
that's
good.
Wonderful.
Good.
And again, thanks, ladies,
wonderful.
For coming on and enjoying the Thursday roundtable. It's a pleasure.
You're welcome.
We enjoyed
thank
it.
You. Thank you
okay,
very
well,
much.
Okay, well, have a good weekend, ladies. Okay.
Oh, you too. Have
right,
a great
bye,
one.
Angel, Colleen.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that's going to do it. And we do have one show tomorrow that's going to be at 9 o'clock Eastern time, 8 Central. So if we didn't get to you, yes, do apologize. Try to get it as many people as possible. We were on the air today, I think, total of, 5 hours. That's right, 5 hours. So that's a lot of time, so that's great. Okay, thanks, Bonnie. I'll see you tomorrow, and thanks, everybody, and I am out of here.